This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, and somewhat snowy and rainy studios here tonight, I'm Ian.
Chris.
And Johnson.
Johnson back from an extended vacation.
Vacation. Yeah, I wish.
I don't know if you want to get into that.
I just have been very, very ill. Well, yes. No, I can get into it because right before I left, I'm like, I have this strange problem.
Okay.
With my skin on my... What's going on? Does anybody
have any idea? I remember you saying that on the air.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did?
I asked a question on the air, and some people sent me some email advice, and, well, sorry, you were all wrong.
Really?
And for good reason. I was extremely hyperthyroidic.
Now, what does that actually mean?
So that means that my thyroid, which is a gland in your neck, that controls basically the entire metabolism for your body.
Hmm.
I'll throw out numbers. Nobody's going to know what this means. But, you know, most people's thyroid range, there's a reference range. It's normally like, I think it's like 0.3 something to 1.9 or whatever is what the average person's thyroid levels are supposed to be at. And mine was at a 7.7, so about five times. It was producing five times as much free thyroxin as the average human being.
And besides creating pain, what else does that do?
Oh, that does all sorts of stuff. So it revs up your metabolism, so it can cause weight loss.
And you drop like 25 more pounds.
Yeah,
you're
after I stopped working out because I was in pain, I started losing a whole bunch more weight, so that didn't make much sense. Actually, on a certain scale it does because I was also eating well. But it also can cause like a very foggy mind, like cloudy mind. It can cause you because your metabolism revved up, you start speaking faster.
Wow.
You know, like you just, everything gets weird. But it also can cause another one of my unfun symptoms, which is the demyelination of your nerves. Now, what's that fancy medical term? Well, all of your nerves work like wires, right? So they have the wire on the inside, right? And then there's also an insulator. And the human body, that insulator is called the myelin sheath,
which
is sort of a fatty layer of fatty acids that, you know, are around the edge of all of your nerves. Mine is shearing off.
Sounds painful.
Yeah. So essentially what that means is that, well, it's not just pain. It's also the signal transmission to the actual nerves becomes weakened.
Mm.
So essentially I am losing partial control of my legs.
Oh, my.
They've been very weak. They are improving. So, like, originally when I was walking around, like, walking to the back and forth to the hospital from the doctor's appointments, I had to walk really slowly because I was just hobbling. I was like an old man.
Wow.
It was very bad. Like, everywhere I would go, I was, like, just at a snail's pace.
And you're in your late 30s.
Yes.
Right.
And so I was walking around at a snail's pace, and now that's improved. Now I can kind of, like, walk with a little bit of a hustle, and it's getting better. I kind of have a feeling that I'm going through. On Friday, I'm gonna have. You know, I'm just being public. I don't care. You know, this is my thought. On Friday, I am getting a spinal tap. I'm getting a lumbar puncture, which I'm very much not looking forward
to.
Like
a serious procedure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not fun.
How long are they gonna put you? I mean, like
they don't put you out. They just numb the area and they do it.
Oh wow, that sounds really painful.
And then you go home. What's the recovery time on that?
It can be a few hours. You can get a headache. It depends on whether or not you get the headache because you get a drop in your cerebrospinal fluid because they're draining some fluid out to test it, and that drain in fluid can give you a migraine.
So, and what are they looking for with a spinal thing? What's the goal of it?
Is there some sort of infection that's causing me to, you know, causing this demyelination?
I see.
Right now they did a whole bunch of other tests to look for immune response because your own immune system can start attacking things.
Yeah.
So for example, with the thyroid, that's one of the first things that they look for is your immune system attacking your own thyroid? You know, do you have an immune response to season? These are very common. People's immune systems are just, they get angry at them, and they start attacking their own bodies. That's actually what a peanut allergy is you get it, your immune system thinks that peanuts are there, and it starts attacking everything, and it freaks out and just kills you. So, yeah, your immune system is a very fragile and weird thing. So they were looking for an immune system problem with me, and none exists. I don't have any immune disorders, so they don't know what it is. They just, right now, I mean, it's still in mystery land, and, you know, something's going on with my thyroid, and something happened with my thyroid, and now I'm hyperglycemic and all this other stuff, so we'll see what happens, but...
That sounds so typical, doctors and just...
Not knowing, you mean?
Yeah, not knowing.
And not really, I don't know, the care level is, you know, sort of like, yeah, they care enough, you know, they're doing their job, is really about where it's at, you know, and going in these hospitals and seeing all this system is just... garbage.
Really?
I mean, it's just, it's funny because I remember when I was a kid going to doctors and pediatricians and stuff like that, like how different it was.
Was it that different?
Oh, doctors, when I was really young, like I want to say like 5, 6 years old, doctors could still do house calls.
Okay.
You know, like that was, I was, you know, like I'm just at that age range where it's like just in the time frame where I can remember like a doctor could come to your house and now they would never. Now they would get, they could possibly be sued into oblivion.
Well, there is an old guy in New Hampshire. He might have passed away at this point, but like a decade ago, he was doing you come to his house calls.
Right.
So like kind of the same. Like you'd have to pay him in cash. Yeah. Like he wouldn't take insurance or anything like that. So he was kind of like the cash doctor that people could actually go to his house and know, get whatever.
I feel that's a little different, but
It is a little different. But he was so old. Like he was definitely of that old school. Right. Like he was probably in his 80s.
You know where they're still doing it, or as far as I know, is France.
House calls.
France still. Yeah. I actually in 2000 I had a doctor who came to saw me at a hotel.
In France.
Yeah, in France.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous aujourd'hui?
Did he speak English?
I don't think so.
You don't remember?
I don't think so. No, I don't think he did. I think he had somebody translate.
Okay, wow.
Let's get to ML.
And so he did a house call and brought a translator with him.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. No, he didn't bring a translator with him.
You had the translator.
Google Translate?
Yeah, I had the translator.
So, well, glad you're back. Yeah. You look, I mean, all things considered, you look better, I guess. You're here.
I don't know. I think I had dropped a bunch of weight before. Yeah
you had.
Still, you know, before leaving, so, you know, downsizes, but still.
So here you are, and thanks for coming back in. Chris is back from thinkpenguin.com, and I'm sure we'll hear if there's any updates on EOMA 68 here as the show goes on. But last night I said that there was news about Microsoft, and Chris, I know you are probably not a fan of this particular organization. Neither am I. But the fact remains, Microsoft is a major company, and for them to embrace Bitcoin even further than they already have is definitely some big news. Oh. And for those who've been paying attention to the Bitcoin scene, Bitcoin, of course, for those who don't know, is a cryptocurrency. It is the world's most renowned, noteworthy, most important alternative currency on the entire globe at the moment, and it's just, I believe it just had its 8th birthday either today or yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, very, very recently.
The banks are clearly threatened by it.
I think they are. Whether they realize it or not,
I think they do realize it. That's why they're canceling people's accounts.
What are you talking about with having a Larkin Rose?
It just seems to be happening to a lot of people.
Yeah, but how much of that is the regulation in government versus the
It's the bank wanting to stay away from it.
Yeah, I think it's the bank itself in this case.
It's the banks wanting to not do business in Bitcoin, maybe for fear of government regulation.
Both of them, I think, have an incentive to keep away from it.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's new money.
From a financial standpoint, the banks have it.
Right, and they do business with old money.
And and they also have a government. I mean, from a crackdown perspective, from the government, they also have a reason.
That's true, and that's the reason why banks won't do business. Most banks, like the super majority, like 99.whatever% of banks, won't do business with marijuana businesses either.
Yeah,
if they find out that you're doing business with marijuana,
they also had a crackdown on anybody involved in the porn industry.
That's true.
Recently, like in the past couple years, actually.
And it's just because they're afraid of what the government might do, not necessarily that the government is doing something. They're just being very, very cautious.
The government actually handed they sent like a letter or something to the banks, like all the banks, I think, something like that. In regards to porn, and any people who haven't been in like the industry in 20 years had their accounts frozen, had like 20-year-old accounts.
That's crazy.
And yeah, it's absolutely insane. So just the letter, not even like you have to do this, gets banks to close accounts.
Absolutely. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what is Microsoft doing? They were already accepting Bitcoin, I believe, for their gaming platform. So they didn't have it across the entire company for all products, but it was a good start, and now they are expanding a little bit. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Also, ransomware. Have you ever had that happen to you? We'll talk about that, too. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to join the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, we've got a free membership for you if you're a Free Talk Live listener. All you have to do is go to lp.org/FTL. That slash FTL has to be in lowercase, by the way. And that'll get you to their free membership form, which you can't really access easily through the rest of their website. When you go to sign up normally at the Libertarian Party site.
That means, by the way, that their servers are not Microsoft.
Okay, we're going to get into Microsoft here.
That's great.
In a moment. But you could program Linux to accept both FTL.
You can program Linux to accept both, but right.
So anyway, go and sign up. It's free. Normally, a Libertarian Party membership is $25 for a year. You get it for free, plus you get a issue of their LP newsletter gratis. Go to lp.org/FTL if you want to have an influence over the Libertarian Party's future direction, hopefully towards more principle, hopefully towards freedom, then go to lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So I said that there was news about Microsoft and Bitcoin. And for those that don't know, Bitcoin is the decentralized currency of choice. It is an incredible technology that is really taking the world by storm. Within just the last few days, it has eclipsed $1,000 per Bitcoin. It's an incredible price.
You know what I'd like to know? I'd like to know what the value is of, like, certain major stocks, right? If you were
like
able
Google?
To go back, like Google or Microsoft,
yeah.
And to go, if you could go back into history and remove all the splits. So this, like, as though the stock never split.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
What would the value of this, each
stock would be the most expensive stock?
Right, and what would it be actually worth? And then compare that to, like, what the potential value of Bitcoin could be.
Well, the potential value of Bitcoin is the sky's the limit.
Higher than that, yeah.
I mean, some people have said it could go up to $1 million per Bitcoin.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, anything's possible.
But maybe a stock right now is currently at that. If it's split 32 times, that would be very easily true.
Yeah, that's a good question. I bet there's some stock guru out there who, like, knows that information. I don't really pay any attention whatsoever to stocks. But if you've got an answer for Johnson, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. So if you're new to Bitcoin, you can go to bitcoin.com. There's a cool little video you can watch there that'll give you the rundown of what this is. But it's really a great idea, and it's being adopted by more and more companies. For instance, smaller companies like mom-and-pop stores here in Keene, New Hampshire, and all across the world. If you go to coinmap.org, you can see a bunch of those. So you can walk into a physical location and spend this thing, this digital money. And then also online shops like Think Penguin. That's your online store for Linux and privacy-oriented hardware. You guys have been taking Bitcoin for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's awesome decision.
You were telling me the other day you get Bitcoin orders every single day on your website.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd say every day, but it's
multiple per week.
I mean,
would you say that?
Oh yeah. We get several per week, probably. Yeah. I would say, which could be maybe one a day, but you could have like three Bitcoin orders in a day, and then nothing for
sure.
A couple
feast
days.
Or famine.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And we have advertisers here on Free Talk Live who pay their advertising bills in Bitcoin. So it's really just a fantastic currency. And Microsoft is acknowledging that here by not only accepting it now on their gaming platform, which I believe they've been doing that for more than a year, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But according to the story here at Cointelegraph.com, Microsoft, headquartered in Washington, officially announced its plans to add extensive support for Bitcoin in the upcoming release of Excel 2017, which would allow users to calculate, format, and analyze Bitcoin on the platform. Yeah. Martin Butler, account executive at Microsoft, said, quote, in 2017, Excel will be able to recognize, format, calculate, and analyze numbers expressed in Bitcoin currency. The new feature will be available for Excel running under Windows 10, Android, macOS, and iOS, and will include Excel mobile versions as well. And quote, Atlanta digital currency fund investor and Bitcoin expert Alistair Milne first shared Microsoft's Bitcoin integration on social media. The Bitcoin community reacted positively and expressed their enthusiasm toward the company's efforts in leading the mainstream adoption of Bitcoin.
I mean, that is pretty cool because, I mean, a lot of times you want to do a spreadsheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is
and
it?
They're clearly first to market with this. You know, they're beating out this other spreadsheet programs very quickly.
Unless LibreOffice had it already and we didn't know about it.
I don't know. It's kind of a slap in the face to Google Sheets, though, for sure.
For sure.
I'm kind of curious now, like, what is this exactly? Like, what is
Excel?
Well, no, I know what Excel is.
Okay.
I know I've been away from Microsoft the world for, 20 years, but no, I do know what Excel is. No. I mean, like, is it just the symbol?
It's a symbol and the ability to work with it in a spreadsheet. I mean,
yeah, official support for Bitcoin on Excel. Format, calculate, and analyze numbers expressed in Bitcoin currency. I don't know what that means.
It's got to be interoperable between dollars and stuff. So, I mean, it's got to be able to.
So maybe they'll have some kind of. Yeah, maybe they'll have an internet connection and get an exchange rate for it then.
Because I'm sure they have exchange rates for other currencies.
That's the only thing I can think of is like there's some sort of integration.
Yeah, because otherwise you can just type in 0.001 or whatever.
They support other currencies like yen, Canadian dollar.
Yeah, I mean. We do invoices in PDFs. We do LibreOffice and we designate invoices in Bitcoin. I mean, so
right,
like already. So like I'm not quite sure.
Maybe it is for the conversion. So if you put yen in there, does it convert from one to the next?
I think they can because you need to be able to do that for calculations across spreadsheets.
So while self-evident to Bitcoin users and enthusiasts, large-scale corporations, government agencies, and financial institutions have avoided the term currency in describing Bitcoin over the past few years. As such, most mainstream investors and users refer to Bitcoin as an asset, in spite of the usage of Bitcoin in various regions across the world as the global digital currency. However, throughout 2016, the viewpoint of mainstream media outlets and investors altered greatly as global economic instability and financial troubles worsened. In some regions such as India, China, and Venezuela, users had virtually no other options but to utilize Bitcoin as a store of value due to the demonetization of certain banknotes, shortage of cash, rapid devaluation of currency, and the tight imposition of capital outflows. What they're referring to there is specifically in India and Venezuela, where the governments, in all their great financial wisdom, decided to just yank some of the most popular banknotes out of circulation. In Venezuela, it's called the bolivar. That's their equivalent of the dollar. And one bolivar won't buy you anything. I mean, you have to have 100 bolivar to even have a chance at buying a cigarette. I mean, these things are worth nothing.
Do they have actual banknotes that are that low?
One
bolivar banknote?
Yes. Daryl's got the 2 bolivar notes here in the studio.
By the way, I'd say it's probably a better idea to buy Bitcoin now rather than to have your government tell you your money is worthless, so the only way you get Bitcoin now is by working for your food and being paid in Bitcoin.
Well, in Venezuela, they are getting Bitcoin by mining it. I don't know if you heard about that story, but it was kind of interesting.
Getting Bitcoin by mining it. Okay, you've been mining for about 3 years now. You can afford an apple.
Well,
you can afford, and I don't mean a computer. I mean a piece of fruit.
You're missing one fact. The socialist scene down there, it's bad in so many ways. I mean, it is absolute hell. You're likely going to be starving if you're living
in
Venezuela.
Are you talking about physically mining? Like they're going to mines and mining? Like you're not talking about Bitcoin mining?
No, I'm talking about Bitcoin mining. Okay. But they basically have free energy. The government essentially provides them with free energy.
Okay.
Now, you're not supposed to be doing Bitcoin mining. Yeah. In fact, the secret police are investigating you if you are doing Bitcoin mining, but that's not stopping people from setting up mining rigs down there.
Right.
And some of them are making $1,200 U.S. per day.
Right.
855, 450, free. More coming up. Free Talk
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight, I'm Ian.
Chris.
And Johnson.
We're going to continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. Big news in the Bitcoin community, besides the fact that Bitcoin is over $1,000, which is a huge thing. It's not the highest point that it's ever been, however. So, you know, we're hoping to hit that soon. And I'd say at this rate, it could be next week by the time Bitcoin crashes through $1,200, which would make that the highest price point it's ever been at. And some people would say that when it first hit near $1,200 about 3 years ago, that 4 years ago?
I don't know, but what if Mt. Gox gets hacked?
That's one of the original exchanges, and it is long gone. In fact, that guy, I believe, is facing prison in Japan. But anyway, so Bitcoin, it's incredible, and you know, you need to know more about it. Go to Bitcoin.com. But Microsoft is integrating Bitcoin into their Excel product, and that was what kind of the headline was here. We'll get back into the story here. Also, HostGator.com/FTL, that's where you can get 50% off of HostGator's regular hosting prices. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, they're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got a 99.99% uptime rating. It's not themselves who are rating that. That's web hosting stuff. They rate hosts and their uptime. Anyway, also HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you by going to HostGator.com/FTL for 50% off. So the article here at Cointelegraph is just sort of talking about how 2016 was a big year. So they first pointed out the news about Microsoft, but then sort of a brief recap here, that because of some of the economic instability in places like China, Venezuela, and India, that Bitcoin has shot up. And I think that that's something we've seen happen. I mean, obviously you never know what's going to happen tomorrow with Bitcoin, but it does seem to be that whether it's Cyprus, Venezuela, or India or whatever it is that's going on, that if there's some sort of government manipulation of a currency, some kind of government, which of course always benefits the government usually right. when that happens, but it hurts everybody else. Whenever that happens, people start investing into Bitcoin. You know, whether it's Greece or whatever, we've seen that happen. In fact, there are even maps that you can look at. You can watch the world's investments into Bitcoin. It's this fun little map called Fiat Leak. You ever seen this before? It's super cool. So it shows a map of the world, and then these Bitcoin icons start flowing from the bottom of the screen into the countries from which they are being purchased. So when you actually pull it up, you can see, like right now, if I were to pull it up, there'd be a huge amount of Bitcoins flowing into China. For whatever reason, people in China right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but not even always. I was talking with Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, today over at his shop, and he was saying it used to be that the U.S. had more Bitcoin buyers than China. Right. But for the last however long on, you know, fiatleak.com, it's just constant, all day, all night, China's just buying Bitcoin. It's fun to watch it.
Whenever China tends to get involved, though, that's when Bitcoin tends to go up.
So, well, I mean, just
China, because it's just massive. I mean, massive purchases.
I mean, the population in China is massive.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What I'm curious is, what is the percentage, of, you know, people buying relative to the population?
Ooh, good question.
Versus, like, the U.S. or, you know, Venezuela,
I don't know.
Or India, or because that's.
Yeah, let's see that map adjusted per capita.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting question, but nonetheless, China is definitely a powerhouse out there. And so it says here that users had virtually no other options but to utilize Bitcoin as a store of value due to the demonetization of certain banknotes, shortage of cash, rapid devaluation of currency, and tight imposition of capital outflows. And by the end of 2016, investors and traders were considering it as the global currency and the only safe haven asset that has the capacity and ability to prevent financial troubles and economic instability. It also outperformed every single currency and asset in the year 2016, which led to an increasing demand for Bitcoin. And I can tell you, as soon as it crossed $1,000, I started hearing from people, whoa, Bitcoin's at $1,000? I should have bought when it was $700 or $400 or whatever. And, you know, people feel like it's too late. It's probably not too late.
Right.
This may still be the bottom of, you know, Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's already hit like $1,200 once before.
Exactly.
It's gone down. That's just how Bitcoin is. But it's you know, it over time, if you look at the graph, it's going up. So, you know, I could definitely see it hitting $2,000 maybe or something.
It might
much higher.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen
before it maybe crashes again.
And the next time it crashes, 1,000 may be the new floor. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the last time it crashed, it was hit up to 1,200 and it crashed down to like as low as 200. But maybe it'll go to 2,000 or 3,000 this time and then go back down to.
But
who knows?
You know when it did go down that low, it did go up again right away.
Yeah, it started climbing.
Yeah, I mean it was. I think it went up to 400, 500, 600 pretty quick, and then it stayed pretty steady for a good 6 months. So I don't know.
We don't know that it's going to crash again.
Yeah,
that's right. Right.
It may not.
Because we might not get Mt. Gox getting hacked, followed up by, see, brain fogging.
I don't remember either.
The drug, Silk Road being shut down the same month.
Was that the same month?
Yeah, it was, like, really close together.
You know,
because that was when I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to just, buy some stuff.
There's also, like,
mostly out of Bitcoin.
You cashed out.
Yeah, cashed out.
If you look at, like, corporations, like, when they do the IPOs and stuff,
you know, you often see over speculation of like what they're worth.
Sure.
Like Red Hat was some ridiculous number when they came out.
And then they dropped off a cliff.
Ever. Yeah. Right. And they just dropped off a cliff. And, but at the end of the day, it's stable, you know, it became more stable. So, you know, I kind of think that's kind of where Bitcoin's is.
Yeah. And I treat Bitcoin like what it is.
Yeah.
I treat Bitcoin like what it is. It's kind of a currency. It's kind of an investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly a currency.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think how
if you hold on to it because you think it's a great investment, probably not very smart. You know, like, it's probably good to hold on to it a little bit, you know, just because you're going to spend it and you're going to have some for a little while and spend it. I wouldn't be putting all my money in Bitcoin. I still, you know, like, it's.
You never should put all your money in one place.
No,
that's terrible.
If you're going to invest in Bitcoins, it should be a business, okay? And not the Bitcoins themselves.
Yeah. Somebody said something about Bitcoin the other day. They were like, you know, but what if this happens, or what if Bitcoin gets surpassed by another cryptocurrency? And, like, somebody.
It could happen.
Like, somebody gave a really detailed explanation and all this, you know, about risk and all, you know, talking about, you know, this could happen and anything could happen, you know, it's just get it together, you know, like, and I was just like, and here's a message from your friendly neighborhood government, and I just posted the FINRA link to
FINRA.
FINRA is the Financial Regulatory Authority.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're a fun
the
bunch.
FINRA link about, you know, basically investment risk and like every investment, you know, like don't put all your, you know, they basically it's
don't put all your eggs in one basket. Yeah.
You know, diversifying and all the different things about, you know, hey, if you're investing, you could lose your money.
But at the same time, I'm the kind of person who I don't want to, even though I want to spend Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I don't want to deplete my Bitcoin. So I will frequently repurchase the Bitcoin that I spend. Because I do want to hang on to Bitcoin. I think that it is going to go up over time, especially as more companies like Microsoft and others jump on board.
I keep spending in small increments, so I wait for it to go up and then I make a partial purchase, and then I wait for it to go up and I make. So I like keep having a lot of Bitcoin because I, you know, it's like, oh well, I still have this much in Bitcoin, and then I purchase down to a certain amount, and I'm like, well, I still have the same value.
I see what you're saying.
The same value in Bitcoin, and then it goes up again. It's like, you know.
See, I'm different. I won't. I take the other perspective. I'll use it as a, you know, as a currency to exchange value with people, but I wouldn't put my money in it because it's, you know, it does.
Well, you actually don't have to, right? Because your customers are giving it to you.
Yeah. So exactly. So I throw thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin basically at different, you know, purchasing different things and, you know, also all over the place, but I'm not buying any Bitcoin. That's because I take Bitcoin in, and
that's a better way to be trusted.
It doesn't fluctuate enough to where I'm losing money or gaining money. It's you know, it comes in, it goes out, you know.
The toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about Bitcoin coming up here in moments. In fact, we got a guy on the line from Sierra Leone, and Bitcoin can really help people, especially in poorer nations, especially people who are unbanked, people who don't have access to traditional banking services. It's huge for that, in my opinion. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, the world's most popular alternative currency, and the world's most successful investment in the year 2016, according to Cointelegraph.com.
Isn't that according to Forbes, too? Or like one of the
probably. I'm pretty sure they were citing someone else when they said that. We'll get deeper into that here in moments. It is Ian, Chris, and Johnson in the studio here tonight. Let's go to Sierra Leone, where... Whoa, hey, hang on a second. That's pounding trance music. Let's try...
And now it's Sierra Leone.
Let's try Mustafa in Sierra Leone. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Mustafa. Are you with us? Mustafa going once. Mustafa going twice. Well, maybe he's in a bad cell or whatever, a bad internet. It's not exactly the most easy to access over there. He's got to pay by the gigabyte, basically, in order to even make a simple Skype call to us.
He rubbed the balloon on the fur of the lion's back to generate the power.
They do have outages quite common there, and which is one of the problems with, you know, using Bitcoin in a place where there isn't reliable internet. I mean, that is one of the, if you want to say weaknesses in Bitcoin, if you've got an unconnected area, then it can be challenging to use Bitcoin. If you go to a business that accepts Bitcoin, but they don't have internet access there, then... You know, the business needs to set up a Wi-Fi point for their customers to be able to get on and to use their Bitcoin wallets. So, I mean, like here in New Hampshire, some places there's no cell phone signal. And so if you were planning to walk into a business that accepts Bitcoin and pay for something with your phone and they don't have a Wi-Fi and there's no cell phone signal, well, you don't get to pay with Bitcoin in that particular case. So there's a few things that, you know, that it's weak on, but for the most part, it is the strongest and most useful currency in the world.
Everything here in Sierra Leone is run by one cheetah on a treadmill.
So we'll see if we can get Mustafa back on the line here in moments. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it says here, in consideration of past events, this is Cointelegraph about the Microsoft expanding coverage for Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's crucial role in protecting the wealth of most households and businesses in the past 12 months, Microsoft coined Bitcoin as a currency for millions of users utilizing Microsoft Office on a daily basis. The Microsoft development team was also heavily involved in the development and deployment of various blockchain-based platforms. Most notably, Microsoft launched Azure Blockchain as a service platform in which large-scale businesses can use blockchain to facilitate the settlement of financial data. Now, what is a blockchain for people that are uninitiated? Can either of you describe it in a easy-to-understand term for terms for somebody who is just tuning into the show?
A digital ledger.
That is...
Yeah, that's perfect.
The Bitcoin implementation of that ledger is a decentralized, distributed digital ledger,
sure,
where there are multiple copies of
it's
that.
It's a peer-to-peer ledger.
Hey, right. Now, whether that's what Microsoft did, we don't know.
I thought you were trying to simplify it, though.
Yeah.
You well, said two very, very technical words there.
But I think the blockchain, you know, at least as I understand it, when it was created, it wasn't just a digital ledger, because technically any Excel spreadsheet is a digital ledger.
Sure.
The blockchain doesn't the blockchain have to have, at the very least, a decentralized and or distributed?
Peer-to-peer, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes it immutable, right?
The blockchain.
Yeah. The thing that's important about the blockchain is that you can tell, like, if it's distributed in multiple locations.
Yeah. Am I using that right? Wouldn't it be more federated than distributed? I think it's federated is the word that we're looking for here.
I'll have to check that one out in the dictionary.
That might be a better way.
Federated
word.
Peer-to-peer digital ledger.
Because the thing that makes the blockchain special is that it cannot be hacked, basically. It can't be. There's nobody who can go in and cook the books, so to speak, with a blockchain, yeah, because it's being copied and verified thousands of times around the world.
Yeah, it's duplicated. Everybody has a copy, basically.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people have a copy. Let's put it that way.
Thousands of people.
Probably millions of people, I would think. I mean, how many?
There are only several thousand. Last time I looked, there are only several thousand full nodes on the Bitcoin network.
Really?
Like 7,000 or 8,000 or something.
Interesting.
Like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm one of those then,
yeah,
in that case.
So am I.
I'm one of very few then. Yeah.
But it's enough to make it immutable and unhackable.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
They can't shut it down. So I think that's what, you know, separates the blockchain from any other digital ledger. And so how Microsoft has implemented their version of a blockchain, I don't know. But the whole blockchain concept has become very, very popular among industry, and for good reason.
Yeah, I think federated is a better.
All right, what's the definition?
So, yeah. This one's terrible. Okay, wait. I just had a different definition, and I went to the dictionary.com one, which is terrible.
Dictionary.com failed you, huh? That's too bad.
Yeah. Let me see.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out.
Well, this one says, with reference to a number of states or organizations, which is not necessarily true, but I like the rest of it here, which is formed into a single centralized unit within which each state or organization keeps at least some internal autonomy, which it does make, in technical terms, that's what federated means. So, like, websites are federated, there are certain, like, things, which means that you have these autonomous units that turn into a single whole. So the blockchain is the single whole federated by all the different...
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not sure if that's a good way to describe it either, because each... Well, I mean, for the most part, if you have it, you have a whole copy of it, right?
That's correct.
At least
70 gigs or whatever it is right now for Bitcoin.
Yeah, so I don't know. The only reason I distributed might not be quite the right word.
There might be another D word that I didn't think of. Like,
I
think there's some other word that talks about an exact copy existing in multiple places.
I don't think distributed is the wrong word necessarily. It's just that usually when somebody says, at least when I think distributed, I don't necessarily think that, you know, it's often I would think of it more as there's multiple machines and
mm-hmm. Each one is independent.
Yeah, and
where this is creating a unified whole thing. You know?
Yeah,
I see.
Each one of them is going to handle some part of the load, but you could also have distributed in the sense that, like file storage, you might have, three systems holding a file, like a particular file.
but you know, there's thousands of systems, and
right.
it's duplicated multiple times, but not necessarily
so really
across
it's
all
a,
of them.
It's a rail. It's a redundant array of independent ledgers.
Oh, geek jokes. All right, here we go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450.
Hey, if anybody had just sat around for the last hour of Bitcoin talk, I'm sure we got a geek audience right now.
Hey, in other news, Julian Assange is promising that 2017 will be an even bigger year for leaks than 2016. Now, of course, we know 2016 was huge. What with the Democratic National Committee being hacked, the Clinton Foundation emails being released, tens of thousands of emails coming out, and Assange tweeted recently saying, quote, if you thought 2016 was a big WikiLeaks year, 2017 will blow you away. So that suggests to me that he's not just speculating, that they probably already have a few things under wraps that they're ready to release at some
point. I was watching the news this morning, and I put that in quotes.
Putting news in quotes?
Yeah,
you mean?
Putting the news in quotes. Is Sean Hannity was interviewing Julian Assange.
I heard about that.
He went over Assange was basically making the bold claim that he's like, you know, our information had nothing to do with Russia. Like, he's like, no, this information didn't come from Russia. Unequivocally, no, right. It didn't. Hmm. No.
I wonder how much he knows about his actual source.
Yeah, apparently a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were just talking about where, and he's just like, I can't tell you all this, but this, you know, something, the source was somebody out of some sort of university somewhere, an American university, blah, 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 but they couldn't give any.
You know what would be interesting is if it was the U.S. government actually supplying the information.
That would be ironic. So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome the way.
Actually, wait, in many of the cases, it was. Snowden.
True.
My brain's having a hard
time. The other
guy. The other guy. The other guy who is now.
Chelsea Manning?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Well, not guy in her case.
Yeah, her case.
But, let's go to Haley in Ithaca. Haley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call to talk about cops and, my dog, Pitbull.
Is your dog okay?
Yes, he's fine.
Sad that we have
I'm
to
just
ask.
Really yeah. nervous.
So, well, normally if you say dogs and cops together, there's usually something bad that is coming.
Like dead dogs.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, especially since that, you know, court ruling.
The court ruling that basically backed up that a cop can shoot any dog anytime he wants if he feels scared, that court ruling?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I listen pretty frequently, so I'm updated. I was just
relaying that for listeners who might be just tuning in who don't listen as frequently. So hold your thoughts, Haley. We're going to come back to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you stick with us into hour number two?
Sure.
All right, great. More coming up here with Haley about dogs and pit bulls or any, dogs, cops and pit bulls or cops and any old dog. Because what doesn't matter how small your dog is, there's a chance a cop's going to shoot it if they come into your house or into your yard. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.